This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Calls to the anonymous student reporting system Safe to Tell were down slightly in November. The latest data shows most of the reports were related to suicide threats and school complaints. The program received more than 2,000 reports last month. Officials say just over 2% of reports overall are later deemed to be false reports. If you're someone in crisis, call 988. Many Xcel Energy customers are getting an unwelcome surprise before the holidays, energy bills that are double what they were last month. CPR's Miguel Otárola reports.
Denise Stepto is a spokesperson for Energy Outreach Colorado. She says her office is getting almost 17,000 calls a week from people looking for help to pay their energy bills.
I think people are just completely frustrated with their inability to stand on their own 2 feet through no fault of their own.
Xcel Energy says the bill increases are because the cost of natural gas is higher than it was last year. Stepto says that's little comfort to people who can't afford to pay. As we near the official start of winter, she expects those bills to remain high through March. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
Some survivors of last month's shooting at Club Q in Colorado Springs are in Washington, D.C. today. They testified in front of Congress about hate and violence targeting the LGBTQ community. Two victims spoke along with one of the club's owners. We'll have more on this story throughout the day on CPR News. In Denver, it's 34 degrees and mostly cloudy. Expect calm and cold conditions for the rest of the week on the Front Range. In Vail, it's 13, and in Grand Junction, it's 36. This is CPR News.